He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is 9/11. Where were you 13 years ago today? I do remember where I was. I was just arriving at work when I watched on TV those planes fly into the World Trade Center. And I believe truly that it did change the world as we know it. And so we remember those that perished. I just can't even imagine. I've been back to New York. I've been in the World Trade Center before. The old World Trade Center, Windows to the World. I think that was on floor number 100 or something like that. I just can't imagine two of those towers coming down on that day. Well, we've got the S&P down 3 points today. It's improving as we go here. Maybe by the time we end the show, we'll be in positive territory. The Dow is down about 30 right now. We are still above 17,000 there. We're at 17,037. The S&P is at 1993. The NASDAQ is, it's rebounding here. We're only down 4 now on the NASDAQ, 4,582. Crude oil, what a story here. $90.96 on crude oil. That's got to make you happy if you're got a gas guzzler. We've got gold at $12.45. That's got to make you not too happy if you're a gold hoarder or a doomsdayer. Now, I'm not saying I'm not a doomsdayer at some point in time, but for the last 5.5 years, the bull market has been intact, and gold's been going down for the last 3 years, and I've had no exposure to gold. Instead, I've been in the stock market. The euro is at 1.29. The 10-year yield is finding some stabilization here right in the 2.52 area. Still very low interest rates. Not really helping the economy much, however. In fact, it's more of an indicator of how weak the economy is. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, again, 9/11, 13 years ago, and all that it's meant since then, and all that's occurred in America since then, it's really changed the face of the world. The stock market, I remember, was closed for about a week as we wondered what was going to happen next. America was under attack. And now here we are at all-time highs at 17,000 in the Dow. But you know what? Every once in a while, you've got to take the ice water challenge. You've got to throw a cold bucket of water in your face and just take a look at where we are in various things like the economy right now, the business cycle, the inflation cycle, how real estate is doing, are we creating jobs, what's the unemployment picture like, how's the average worker out there, the consumer, how confident are they right now? This current bull market now has been raging for 5.5 years, but it will eventually come to an end. And you know me, I'm not a Pollyanna investor that sits here and tells you, hey, all is well in the world, don't worry about it. I ran into a guy one day on the elevator. He works for one of the big wirehouse firms, which has a big presence in the building that I'm in, and I would call him a Pollyanna. He says, I never even look at the market. Who cares? Yeah, you know, he's a broker for the wirehouse firms. You know, look, there's nothing wrong with his attitude because it's been proven that over time index investors do okay. But just remember, as an index investor, as I hold up my index finger, you have to be willing to take the lumps. The last lump was 53%. That was a lump of coal. That was back in 2008 when the housing market crashed and the financial markets crashed and the credit markets froze up. So, you know, how many of you out there, raise your hands, are willing to ride through those 50% drops that come along from time to time for index investors? Me, I'm a market timer, okay? And other guys would scoff at me and say, oh, yeah, he thinks he can time the market. It's been proven that nobody can time the market. That's all I know. And I make no promises or guarantees, but 3 weeks after this bull market began, I pronounced it in my newsletter, has a new bull market been born? And I went on to give the reasons why I thought that a new bull market has been born. And I've been a bull ever since. Now, that's pretty good market timing, okay? Obviously, the real test will come. Okay, is he going to get out before it goes down 53%? Well, you know what? I don't make any promises, guarantees, but I'm going to continue to keep my eyeballs in the rearview mirror. You know what those rearview mirrors say? Items in the mirror may be closer than you realize. What kind of things do we need to be aware of? As I begin to write the newsletter again for this weekend, I always look at where we're at in the business cycle, the economic cycle. In fact, I've shown many pictures of the economic cycle. You go back to Econ 101. And we know that the economic cycle troughs, it expands, it gets going, and it really starts to take off, and eventually it starts to peak, and then it rolls over, and it starts to contract again. Where are we currently in the business cycle? Well, we're not early in it, are we? The expansion began as we came out of recession back in 2009. We had negative GDP numbers. That's contraction. It started to contract in about late 2007, early 2008. We went through about 15 months of contraction. We call it the Great Recession now, where our economy contracted by a big amount. I'm thinking, what, negative 5 or 6% per quarter back then? And then all of a sudden, in the business cycle, we started to stabilize. We troughed. Housing prices troughed. I suppose job losses troughed at some point in time, and we started to take hold, and we started to expand once again. And in reality, this has been the most tepid expansion since World War II. Even with all of the stimulus that's been thrown at this market, it hasn't been a very good expansion, but I'm not complaining, because the stock market has tripled during this expansion. 5.5 years. I give credit to the stimulus and the Fed. And now the stimulus is leaving the system. It'll end, what, next month? Something like that. But really, it started leaving the system early this year when they announced it would be leaving the system. The current business cycle is still in expansion mode, but every day we get closer and closer to the peak of this current business cycle. And there's a lot of worrisome signs out there, which always makes me a nervous bull. Yes, I'm a bull still in the stock market. But I get more nervous every day. We get, again, jobless claims numbers that really aren't very good. 315,000 people went down to their local unemployment office and filed for unemployment because they had lost their job. Earlier this week, we got news that mortgage applications are hitting a new low again. The real estate market, the housing market, has completely stalled out from where I sit. And I sit in one of the hottest real estate markets in the entire world. Southern California, ocean views, oceanfront property, desirable weather. Yeah, I mean, it's really slowed down here. In fact, over the last 12 months, there's been very little gain in our housing prices here. And now we're learning that foreclosures are actually up for the first time in several years. Over the last 12 months, foreclosures have actually increased once again. The housing market is not healthy. And we've recently heard from many retailers like Walmart, Macy's, Target stores, that their consumers are not as confident as we are led to believe. And lastly, I would throw in this. From where I sit, we're still not creating jobs in America, especially in the small business world. Small businesses like me are worried about things like health care costs. We're worried about things like hiring and expanding and kind of an uncertain economy right now. We're worried about rules and regulations increasing. we're worried about California just passed for every 30 hours you work, you accrue 1 hour of sick pay leave. And the minimum wages are going up. Not that I pay minimum wages. I'm not a miser. But if I ran a little deli, I'd be worried about minimum wage rises and whatnot. We're not creating jobs in America. Now, having said that, this bull market is still intact. This week in my newsletter, however, I'm going to take a look in my rear view mirror and see if some of these things that we just talked about are a lot closer than they appear. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. With Professional Money Manager Bill Gunnarsson here in one of the hottest real estate markets in the world, Southern California, San Diego, California, oceanfront property, ocean view property. But we've been stagnant here for the last 12 months, and now we learn that over the last 12 months, foreclosures have actually been on the rise once again after going down for several years. So, yeah, that real estate market has got to be one of the worries about the economy. It's got to be one of the worries about where we're at in the economic cycle. A lot of people make a living from real estate. And I like to see a healthy new home market, incentives for new home buyers and people out buying new homes with lots of confidence. I'm sorry, I do not see it right now. And that's one of the things that we need to be worried about. We're in the fifth year, we're in the sixth year of economic expansion here in America. You know, that's a little bit long in the tooth. We have to really be vigilant here. But having said that, Bill, why are you bullish still on the market then? Well, I can just say over the last 66 months, there's been lots of challenges to this bull. And there's been lots of times when it looked like it was over. And fiscal cliffs and tax tsunamis and on and on and on. And every time I've weighed the evidence, I've stepped back from the situation, I've turned down the TV, the noise, the clutter, the varying opinions out there telling me to do this or telling me to do that, and I've looked at just the facts. And the facts, as of last Friday, is there's just too many bullish stocks and bullish sectors and leadership here in this market to say that it's over. And I talk about those areas of the market that continue to flourish and hit new highs on a daily basis. And until those start to dry up, until those start to end, until those leadership stocks start to roll over, it's hard for me to crawl into my bear cave and hibernate for the next 18 months and let my clients' money be parked somewhere else. Instead, I remain a bull in certain areas of the U.S. market still. And I also remain a bull in other areas around the world, which I've talked about many times here. You know exactly where I stand. I publish it every week in my newsletter. There's no hiding behind smoke and mirrors. I put my head on the chopping block, come what may, and put my opinions on the line, put my money where my mouth is, practice what I preach. And I'm still bullish after 66 months in equities. One of the equities that I still continue to like, or one of the sectors that I still continue to like, is the biotech and drug sector. We had big news again yesterday out of one of the biotechs that I own, Medivation, which I featured on yesterday's show. Later in the day, the stock was halted on news, but you know, in the end, it was news that was expected, that the usage of their drug for prostate cancer would be expanded by the FDA. And yesterday, Medivation was hitting new highs. It's down a little bit today, but I continue to have a position in Medivation, which I consider to be one of the better biotechs out there. Today I'm going to feature another one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now these are in my aggressive accounts. These smaller biotechs, although this isn't really a small one, this one's a $9.4 billion biotech stock. We'll put that in the mid-cap arena. It's headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, another bastion for invention and out there on the cutting edge of new technology and new drugs, etc. Pharmacyclics has been an unbelievable biotech stock over the last many years. I can remember when Pharmacyclics first started showing up, when I first discovered Pharmacyclics. It was right after I invented my Best Stocks Now app and started ranking stocks based on performance, based on value. And I kept seeing this stock in the $7 area, $7, $8, PCYC. I go, what is this thing? And one of my assistants is my son, Steven Gunnarsson. I kept saying to Steven, look at this thing. It's not been number one, number two for a long time now. We need to look into this. In fact, 1 year ago, it was number four overall. And even today, it's the number one ranked stock in my app. Why in the world is that? Well, this was a $1 stock in 2009. Today it's a $125 stock, from $1 to $125. Now, I wish I would have loaded up when it was 6 or 7. I didn't. I wish I would have loaded up when it was $13, $14, $15 a share. I didn't. But I did buy a lot of it last year. Made a lot of money in it. Then it started to roll over after it hit a peak of $155 earlier this year. And it went clear down to $83. I sold it up near the top after it started to roll over. And then I got back into it recently because the biotechs started going sideways, started getting their sea legs back, and now they're exploding to the upside once again. Pharmacyclics develop small molecule drugs to treat cancer by disrupting biochemical pathways in cancer cells. They try to block those cancer cells from expanding. And this stock currently has a performance grade of A+. In fact, over the last 5 years, it's gone up at a rate of 145% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's gone up at a rate of 124% per year. It's really cooled off over the last 12 months. I got out of it earlier this year in the spring, let it do its thing, let it roll over. Finally, it started to base, it started to go sideways, and then it started to break out, and it started to rise in rank again in my app. Now, this is not a stock that we can do a valuation on. Most of their sales comes from royalties and comes from payments to them from other drug companies, but they are growing their sales at a very rapid rate right now on some of the drugs that they have developed. And even though they're not wildly profitable right now, this without question in my book is one of the top 10 smaller biotechs in the world. And I currently have a position in it here in my aggressive growth accounts. Now, when I say I have a position in it, that doesn't mean that I have 25% of someone's portfolio in it. It doesn't mean I have 10% of someone's portfolio in it. My portfolios usually consist of about 25 to 30 stocks when I'm fully invested. So generally speaking, I have about a 3 to 4% position in these stocks that I talk about because I do believe in being diversified, especially when it comes to these smaller, higher growth, aggressive type companies. And as it relates to these smaller, higher growth, aggressive type companies, it has not been a good year for them. Last year was a phenomenal year for these types of stocks. The small cap index was up 40% last year. This year, it's slightly negative. But this is a stock that I continue to own in that aggressive growth account. And as of today, it's the number one ranked stock in my Best Stock Now app. Not a recommendation. Example of what I consider, in my opinion, to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be starting in some new markets on Monday of next week. We'll be starting in Sarasota and in Tampa, a couple good cities there in Florida. Those are news talkers, too. Those aren't just financial stations. So we're starting to crack into the major media stations. And let's just see if we can keep the momentum going here by giving good, honest counsel. I don't make any promises or guarantees, but I do my best to try to keep you out of trouble in the market and try to keep you in the right areas of the market. I'm not a market Pollyanna that stays fully invested. I'm not an index investor. I am a market timer, and I did make a market call on March 27th, 2009, and I've been in this market ever since. and there will come a time when I won't be in this market. And I'm not an asset allocation guy. I don't believe in plugging your numbers into a computer program and having it spit back out to me the asset allocation recommended for you, because I think there's times not to be in stocks. I think there's times not to be in bonds. There's times not to be in real estate. There's times not to be in the gold market or precious metals market. I try to be in the best areas, and I come at it from a different angle than a lot of money managers out there. And, you know, I have my own proprietary system that ranks the asset classes daily, and I've watched for the last 5.5 years as stocks have been at the top of that ladder. And being short the market has been the worst place to be. So that's kept me in the market. I also rank sectors. You know that I've been heavily weighted in the technology, especially the biotechnology and the pharmaceutical sector for the last couple of years. And those change. I can remember 3 or 4 years ago, I was heavily weighted in the retail stocks like Tractor Supply and TJ Maxx and Ross Stores and Dollar Tree, as those stocks were absolutely flying. But it's my strong opinion. In fact, I stated it on Bloomberg Radio with Pim Fox a few weeks ago. I don't believe that the consumer today is as confident as we're led to believe. I don't like the housing market. I pointed out to him how the home builders, how poorly they're doing, the mortgage companies, mortgage applications, and CEOs themselves of some of these major retailers continue to say that we're not seeing confidence out of our consumers. So I take all of that into account as I try to decide where the best places to be invested are. But I continue to be invested in the stock market, as I believe that that's the best place to be still. 66 months into this current bull market. Well, let's take a look at another area of the market that I still like a lot. As I plug in my computer, it looks like my chair. There we go. Let's take a look at, we're going to go completely opposite here from pharmacyclics, which we featured in the first half of the show, which I gave as an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. It's at that other end, you know, it's down there, aggressive, leans towards momentum, not really a value play, but at the same time, the stock's gone from a dollar to $126 over the last 3 or 4 years. So there's obviously something going on. In Sunnyvale, California, had a company by the name of Pharmacyclics PCYC, which had a huge day again this week, and a stock that I continue to own in my aggressive growth accounts. For those folks that indicate to me that they have an aggressive risk profile, that they're willing to take the extra volatility that comes along with that category of stocks in the market, because they tend to be more volatile. Now we're going to go to the other end of the scale. For those of you who are a little bit more conservative, a little bit more value conscious, I'm value conscious. It's half of my equation, half value, half momentum. I don't like just value because there's too many value traps. And I don't like pure momentum because it ignores value. So I like to look at both of them, and I like to look at the stock chart. Why leave out technicals? Why would you not look at a stock chart to see where the stock has been or where it's going and which way it's headed before you put your hard-earned dollars into it? We're going to go overseas again. You know, I like the overseas markets better. Early this year, I started saying, hey, it's time for the emerging and overseas markets to start catching up to the U.S. markets, which have dominated the world over the last 5 years, because this is where the stimulus was. The stimulus was in the U.S., and that's why our markets ran so much faster than the emerging markets. Now, that dynamic is starting to change, and the emerging markets have not only caught up, but are now running faster and have taken the lead over the U.S. market. You don't believe me? Pull up the app. Go to ADRE, which is an emerging market index, and you'll see over the last 12 months, it's outperformed the U.S. market because the stimulus is gone here. We no longer have the big advantage that we did have. And I continue to find opportunities overseas that I like. And one big holding that I currently have is Tata Motors, which is an Indian manufacturer of heavy, medium, and light commercial vehicles, passenger cars, utility vehicles, and accessories. It's a $30 billion large cap company. And it reeks of value at the current time. I can't say that about Tesla. And even though I'm bullish on the long term of Tesla, I wrote an article about a year ago giving Tesla a target price of somewhere in the 400s. People thought I was crazy. Well, it's headed in that direction, isn't it, right now? But Tesla's got a P.E. ratio of 413. Tata's got a P.E. ratio of 18. That's a big difference. And I realize that Tata's not a cutting-edge car. I mean, Jaguar, Range Rover, and some of the other little cars that they sell over in India. I'm sure it's not a one-week or one-month wait just to test drive one of those shiny red Tatas like it is to shine a shiny red a Tesla. But Tata Motors is expected to grow by 25% per year over the next 5 years. That's the analyst estimates. And it's currently trading at just 10 times forward earnings. This, to me, is a true value opportunity. It has a P.E. ratio of 10, while Tata is, what did I say? Or Tesla is 319, or is it 419? Let me look that up again. 413 on Tesla. Tata, 10. Well, you know, it's your choice. It's your money. You do with your money what you want to do, but I pay attention to valuations. I currently don't have any Tesla stock, even though it's hitting new highs and it's defying gravity and it's got one of the sharpest guys out there running it, Elon Musk. Charlie Munger of Berkshire Hathaway kind of took a shot at Elon Musk. You can look that up and Google it. He says, I worry about guys that have an IQ of 160 and think they have an IQ of 210. I thought that was a shot, because I do know that Elon Musk is a bit full of himself. But hey, you know what? He's produced for investors. But my money's on Tata right now. Tata's done pretty good. Not only does it possess the valuation that I like to see, but over the last 5 years, it's produced some pretty good numbers for its investors, even in an Indian economy that has been sluggish at best. Over the last 5 years, Tata's delivered 31% per year, while the market's delivered 13% per year. Over the last 3 years, Tata's delivered 46% per year, while the market's delivered 20%. This is very good relative performance, isn't it? And over the last 12 months, Tata is up 77%, market's up 18%. Momentum grade, A. Value grade, A minus. Stock chart, well, not bad. It's at or near new all-time highs. Tata was $3 back in 2009, 4 years ago. Today it's $47 per share. My five-year target price on Tata is currently at $88 per share. Stock's currently trading at $47, which is another very good feature of the Best Stocks Now app. It has my five-year valuation in there. It shows that this stock, in my book, in my opinion, in Gunderson's opinion, has 90% upside potential. Potential is the big word. A lot can happen between now and then. It's all it takes is a faulty ignition switch or a sticky gas pedal and there's trouble. All stocks have risk. That's why you want to spread your risk around. Tata is currently ranked number 48 out of 3,879 stocks. I own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I will be beginning the process of writing the newsletter again for this weekend. You can get on the weekly mailing. Why would you not want to at least stay on top of where we're at in the market at the current time and at least get one other person's opinion out there? Maybe you listen to the doomsday guy. I don't know. Maybe you listen to the Pollyanna guy. I don't know. I consider myself kind of in the middle. I'm a realist. I take a look at the facts every week. I weigh them on the scales, see which way they tip, and come back to you with my honest opinion of what I think the market, where it's at right now, where we're at in the business cycle, where the best sectors are, what the best asset classes are, and what the best stocks, in my opinion, mutual funds, ETFs are at the current time. I have a model portfolio of mutual funds for 401k investors. You don't want a 53% bite. Now, I can't guarantee I'm going to protect you from that, but I'm going to do my best. I have kept you in the market for the last 66 months. You can go to my archives of my newsletters. You can see that I've never changed my stance. I've gotten real cautious at times, but I've remained a bull on the market while it's tripled, the market that is, over the last 5.5 years. You can get the newsletter by visiting my website, which is pwstreet.com. The old name of the show was Positively Wall Street. I thought that sounded too Pollyanna. And so, but I've kept the website. I will be changing the website, the domain name at some point in time. But it remains for now, pwstreet.com. And if you like what you hear from me, I'm the guy that manages the money. I'm the head chef here at Gunderson Capital Management. I eat my own cooking every day. If clients get sick, I get sick too. I do my best to stay in the best places at all time. And I do my best to be vigilant. I'm not on the golf course. Once in a great while, if that water looks really blue and the fishing reports are too much for me to withstand anymore, I'll take off in the afternoon and run out there, do a little fishing. But for the most part, I live and breathe the stock market. This is my passion. I invented my own system, my own app, my own spreadsheets that rank stocks based on valuation, based on technicals, and based on relative performance, or momentum, I suppose you could say. I'm a hybrid. I've been all over in my life in this business. I've been an analyst doing research reports, visiting mutual funds up in the Bay Area. I've seen the momentum shops. I've seen many of them close down over the last, well, they pretty much the ones I was visiting back in 1999, 2001, they're gone. They're no longer in business. And I've seen the value shops. We have a couple very well-known value investors here in Southern California, and they got clobbered in 2009. So there's something to be said about that. Value investing is not the perfect method. There is no perfect method. We all know that. And momentum has its faults, so I just try to take the best of both worlds and marry them together, and I have my own ranking system, my own grading system. I only buy grade A eggs here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I try to find the very best ones. And every day I feature a couple of them for your perusal. You can do your own research and your own homework on them and see what you think. One of the things that I think is very valuable with my app that I invented, which is my way of communicating with investors on a daily basis, by communicating with stock market junkies on a daily basis. When I make, like today, I featured Pharmacyclics and I featured Tata. Okay. You can pull up any stock in the app. You can type it in, TTM, Tata. Go down to my comments. That's got to be really valuable information. I started commenting on Tata back in May of this year, right after the election, that put a pro-business guy in charge in India. And I sent out a tweet. I send out 4 or 5 tweets a day, that's all. I sent out a tweet back then. Tata is high up on my watch list. Nice breakout earlier this week. I like India stocks right now. No current position. Then the next day, I followed up and I analyzed it here on the air, just like I did earlier. You can tap and watch that analysis that I did back then, which was a very bullish analysis. Then I wrote an article a week later for thestreet.com. You could read my article and my thesis on the stock. And then I announced in my newsletter that I had made a purchase in Tata. That was back in June. And look what I've said ever since, June 24th. Nice jump in Tata today. I remain long. I always disclose in my tweets whether or not I have a position in the stock or not. In July, Tata Motors continues to break out. I remain long. I featured it again on July the 3rd. You can tap and watch the video, the radio segment that I did, along with the evidence that I showed, the performance, the valuation. In August, I said, nice pop in Tata Motors in the pre-market. I am long. I continue to like the India story. I featured it again on August 12th. I wrote about it for The Street again back in August 14th. And I continue to feature the stock, and obviously I continue to own the stock. In fact, as recently as August 27th, I tweeted out that Tata continues to hit new highs, and I am long. So you can look up any stock. If you see no comments there, that means I found nothing interesting, nothing noteworthy to write about, to feature it on my show, to write articles about it, to take a position in it. But other stocks, you can tell just from my comments. Whether or not I own it, whether or not I've sold it, whether or not I've changed my opinion on it, or what my opinion is. How valuable is that? Well, only you can tell. I mean, you get what you pay for. The app, the basic app is free. That gives you about 600 different stocks, all the sectors that I track, all the asset classes that I track. And then if you want to subscribe to the app, you get the whole enchilada, all 4,000 stocks, and I'm adding and subtracting stocks all the time from that database. We want to give everybody out there a fair chance to be number one or to earn a grade of A. I grade on the curve. I want the best value and the best performance. No guarantees. You try it. Some guy sent me a tweet. How does your app work? I said, you try it. You let me know. Let me know how it works for you. My aim is to try to make you money. Make no guarantees. It's a tool. It's another research tool. It gives you 5-year valuation. It gives you performance numbers versus the overall market. Anyways, the newsletter, pwstreet.com. Be beginning that process again here today. And if you'd like to talk to Gunderson Capital Management about us managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.